From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. We have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. Thank you for having me. We have mostly higher trade and early action. March corn up 5 3/4 at 439. We're breaking out from the previous trade range, an encouraging sign. December new crop corn up 2 1/4 at 469 1/4. March soybeans up 3 cents at 11.50 3/4. The new crop soybean contract November down 1¢ 1/4 at 11.26 3/4. Really, what's leading the charge here is wheat. And I can't say I've said that very often the last year or so, but March wheat up 20 cents at 5.91 3/4. The new crop July wheat contract up 15 1/4 at 5.97 1/4. Checking outside markets, Dow Jones down 758 points at 48,740, leaking lower here on persistent inflation on the wholesale level with the PPI data out early this morning. Crude oil is up $1.98 on the April contract at 67.19. Like I said, wheat is leading the charge here in the grain complex. Corn is at its highest level since that January 12th terrible report day. So we've kind of scraped and clawed and got a lot of that back from that washout day on January 12th. And soybeans are approaching highs made back in November. November was a tremendous rally, and we're, you know, getting back to those higher altitude levels here. So an encouraging sign. In a space that could use some optimism here, ag, if you read every headline, you think everyone is just literally going bankrupt. But there are glimmers of hope and optimism here, especially when you look at the carry. You know, December corn, 468. The March contract for like Ben Bushels is 480. So not quite as bad when you really study some of these things with improvements, the Big Beautiful Bill, the ag safety net, and so on. It's not maybe quite as doom and gloom. Favorable rainfall is also forecasted for some of the driest parts of the Corn Belt, extremely dry parts of Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, look to benefit from forecasted precipitation. Some of these areas, 2 to 4 inches, which would be really welcomed with persistent drought. Locally, Champaign County, of course, is in D3 extreme drought and several counties surrounding. So, well, fingers crossed we get some precipitation. Unfortunately, it looks like chance of snow is Sunday nights, but we'll take the precip however we get it. But spring fever is definitely in the air, that's for sure. Today is the final trade day for the month of February. That means our spring discovery price levels on crop insurance are all but set. So far, the average on corn is 461 compared to 470 last year. Soybeans should land near 1108 versus 1054 last year. So a little lower on the corn, Kimberly, but soybeans are up a good 50 cents. So improving revenue guarantees for new crop soybean protection is a very much a little bit of optimism, and it's more affordable this year for those participating in SCO and ECO. So that's good. FBA Farmer Bridge Assistance signup starts this week and it runs through April 17th. You'll have to have a signature at your local FSA office to get that payment rolling. I'm hearing it's very easy to sign this and payments are coming 2 or 3 days later. So it's very quick turnaround. The thing I worry about is landlords or some guys, maybe not as plugged in, missing this sign-up period. If they're not just going to automatically pay, you'll have to sign a note to take care of landlords, custom farms, things like that. You need to be thinking about those folks too, because this window ends April 17th. So important thing and badly needed cash flow, as March 1st is a massive exodus of cash with a lot of bills going out the door March 1st every year. So timing is wonderful. So I hope everyone has a great day and cheer for the Illini. Big game tonight. Michigan comes to town. So hopefully we can take care of business. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great weekend.